Saving for retirement is a long-haul venture, one where the professional advice is that you start saving for the same as soon as you start earning a paycheck. But along with that, it's important that you don't put all your eggs in one basket and you ensure that you have a diversified retirement investment portfolio. To discuss why this is important and the how, I'm joined on the line by Mickey Gambale. He's the CEO at Innate. Thanks very much for joining us, Mickey. Now, it's something that financial professionals often mention, but why is it important to ensure that your retirement investment portfolio is diversified?
It's very simple. Diversification is the practice of spreading your investments around so that your exposure to any one type of asset is limited. So it's the good old saying of don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Indeed.
It goes exactly the same for investing. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. Spread the diversification, limit the exposure to a single asset type, and you should be good to go. That's how you manage risk. That's how you manage volatility.
Yes. Now, saving for retirement is a long-haul endeavor. So what are some of the basic stocks that would need to be in the investment mix to assure a winning investment portfolio?
I love this question because everybody asks, what are the basic stocks? And I always say, well, if there's some diversification, it means you should first start with asset classes.
Yes.
Leave the stock picking to the professionals. There are asset managers out there. There are portfolio managers out there. Let them pick the stocks. I would say think about getting a good balanced portfolio, one with a good exposure to equity or growth assets. Why? That's important. You need to get inflation-beating returns over the long term. Mm. But then diversify. Get some exposure to property. Get some exposure to fixed interest income type assets, cash type assets, and really blend it nice and in a balanced way. And that way you're going to make sure that you are picking the right stocks and not looking for that one-hit wonder
yeah.
when you're investing. It's all about the long term and really getting that balance right.
So in a bid to diversify, how much of one's retirement investment portfolio can be dedicated to stocks offshore? Because there, of course, there's a greater universe of opportunity for investment and therefore return.
There are some rules and regulations around this particular one. So we all know about Regulation 28. And if we don't, I'll give you a quick background to Regulation 28. It really limits the maximum exposure of different types of asset classes, both onshore and offshore. From an offshore perspective, you are limited to a maximum of 30% of your investment portfolio to go into the offshore universe. So how much does one need to put offshore? It really depends on what your long-term goals are. I personally always think it's great to get a good offshore exposure. Why do I say that? We're at the bottom tip of Africa. We import a lot of the goods that we use on a day-to-day basis
yes.
in our lives. And so it would be good to get some of that offshore exposure in your portfolio. We all know that these imported goods are the goods that we consume every day. And so it makes sense to be able to have an investment that's hedged against that. And gives you exposure and growth to those types of assets so that one day you can continue to afford to purchase them.
Exactly.
And live with them.
And of course, you can kind of circumvent the rules around pension funds by having your own separate investment where you can perhaps invest in more offshore stocks than perhaps your retirement portfolio would allow.
Absolutely. That's very important. I always say to people, don't think that just your retirement portfolio is going to be enough. Do whatever you can to get more exposure. And absolutely, as you say, with your own money, your discretionary money, as
yes.
you call it, sort of in this industry, go invest in a good blend, get a good exposure, both onshore and offshore. You know, I'm sitting in my study right now, and I'm just looking around, and everything pretty much in this room has been imported. Why would I not want some exposure to offshore?
Exactly. So how does one balance risk with reward when saving for retirement? As we're often told that the more risk you take, the potential for a better reward. But then, of course, you're also susceptible to losses as well. So how do you strike that balance?
That's a great question. So it's all about time and being patient. So the more time you have, obviously, the more exposure you can have to risky assets. You can ride out that volatility. You can ride out those ups and downs and really get good returns over the long term. However, as you get closer and closer to retirement, you should start to think, and this is where you really need some good financial advice, about how do you de-risk that portfolio depending on what you're going to do. And I say depending on what you're going to do, why? There are a number of options available to you when you retire. If you're going to purchase something like a traditional annuity or an insurance type annuity, you really want to de-risk so that you don't wake up the day before retirement and lose half of your portfolio to a market crash. However, if you're going into something like a living annuity, which is more like a bank account and you carry your own longevity risk, well, there you want to draw as little as possible in the beginning, and you want to keep that exposure to those growth assets. So financial advice is really, really important from that perspective.
Indeed.
And that's, you should really think about balancing that risk reward in life. That. Think about time, think about what you want to do as you get to retirement, and always seek good, solid financial advice.
And in connection with what you're just saying there, when you actually get to retirement age and you've amassed these limited retirement savings to last you for however long that you're set to live, what's the best strategy to ensure that those funds actually last? You talk about de-risking, but to what extent do you de-risk? Because of that question that I asked you about, the higher the risk, the greater return.
So that's where the importance of financial advice comes in. It depends really on what you're going to do. If you're going to buy, like I said, that traditional annuity, that insurance product, you want as much as possible. Now, that insurance product will give you an income for life. You're basically buying insurance cover against your life.
Yes.
If, however, you take a living annuity, it's like a bank account. There are certain rules that the receiver of revenue or SARS governs around what you can draw out of that portfolio, but you're taking all that risk on your own. Mm. And so you need a really good solid nest egg if you're going to take something like a living annuity. And then you really need to start to see what sort of income you're going to need, and a meaningful income. This is important. What sort of meaningful income are you going to need for the rest of your life? And then what is the strategy and the asset classes, the various asset classes that you buy to get that meaningful income? That's where advice, again, becomes very important.
Yeah. And for those people who are concerned about their loved ones who remain after they've passed on and stuff, the advantage of having a living annuity is that, assuming that there's lots of money left when you pass on, that can be passed on to anybody that you choose to be passed on to.
Absolutely. That is correct. That's the one good thing about a living annuity. It does leave a lump sum. It does leave an inheritance. You could do something similar with a traditional annuity and an insurance product by buying, you know, some form of life cover with that annuity, so that there is some form of lump sum at the end of the day when you do pass away, if you did want to leave an inheritance. But that's the thing. I think that's the thing that people really underestimate. Your pension, your retirement, is meant to look after you in your golden years. It's not meant to be your inheritance for your family. You should think about really saving that separately and using the right product and the right things for the right purposes. That's really, really important.
Very good. No, that's a very sensible expression that you make there. And how would one do that? If one is quite conscious that they need to look after themselves, but in the event that they pass on, they want to look after others, insurance is the way.
Insurance is the way. Get some insurance, get some life cover. You know, when that event happens, that cover can cover you, that can pay out to your loved ones, to your estate, and leave something behind for them, and really use your retirement product and your pension product to do what it was designed for, to pay you an income when you retire one day.
That was Mickey Gambale. He's the CEO at Innate.